supposedly this morning is Phyllis Schlafly. Is Phyllis there? Well, if not, I guess we'll just have to go on our own, and I'll tell you about the program we had this weekend, which is rather exciting. It was our annual Radio Liberty seminar, and we had brought in speakers from various places. We had Chris Pinto, who actually did this wonderful video, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. Going into the Rosicrucian organization, which was in the United States, probably in about the mid-1600s, it was created, of course, by Francis Bacon, Sir Francis Bacon, who was a leading Rosicrucian, who dreamed of the fact that America was the old Atlantis. In other words, the Atlantis that Plato had written about, you know, back in, what, about 350 so B.C., Plato the philosopher, in his dialogues, had written about this city, this wonderful community that had existed. It was an ideal community. Many people think it was the community of the world that existed before the Great Flood, because, of course, according to the story, Atlantis was destroyed by a great tidal wave and was lost. But it was Francis Bacon's position that Atlantis had been here in the Western Hemisphere, and that America then would become the new Atlantis, that it would lead the world to the New World Order and the New World Religion. And so those ideas picked up by the Rosicrucians, brought to the United States here, and of course used to corrupt our society, so that by 1740 America was totally depraved. Because, of course, what was Atlantis? What was the antediluvian society? Why it was a corrupt, immoral world? It was so immoral that God had to destroy it. And that's exactly what had happened to the United States by 1740. You have to remember that Harvard was originally created as a university, and it was created to teach the gospel. And it wasn't very long before Harvard was corrupted, and William and Mary, and Yale, and everything was corrupted, just as today most of our universities had been corrupted. And yet our great universities, Harvard and Yale and Princeton, were all created to teach people history and to teach people philosophy, but always to teach them the foundations of Christianity, so Christianity could be maintained as the basis of this nation, and of course that men could really be free, because our whole concept of freedom was based upon the fact that men could dictate, could rule themselves under God's direction. If men could rule themselves, then you did not need a dictatorship. If men cannot rule themselves, then you have to pass all sorts of laws to regulate them. And so, of course, the people on the other side who represent the Rosicrucians and the secret societies, of course, they always stress the importance of freedom, but what they really wanted was a dictatorship under their God. Because what people do not understand is they worship a different God. And, of course, the whole idea was really brought out beautifully by Constance Cumby, and we brought Constance in from Detroit. She's a lawyer there. And she's written extensively on the New Age movement. And, of course, what is the New Age really all about? Well, she brought it out very, very clearly. It's all about the worship of Lucifer. Lucifer is the good God, and the God of the Bible is the bad God. And it seems almost ridiculous that anybody would really believe in Lucifer or actually worship him. And yet they really do. And she told, Constance told some wonderful, wonderful stories. And I hope that many of you want to get her tapes, of the videotapes when they are available. And she told about, you know, actually talking to these people in the New Age who, thinking that she was part and parcel of their movement, were quite open in the fact that this was all about Luciferianism. And that's exactly what Rosicrucianism is about. That is what Masonry is about. Now, there are many people who are into the Rosicrucian movement who have never gotten into the real meaning of the Rosicrucian teachings, all about freedom and responsibility and worship God. They don't understand that there are two gods. There's Lucifer, and then there's the God that we worship. Any more than I think that the average Mason is ever allowed into the inner sanctum and the belief that the Masons, at least the inner fraternity, worship Lucifer. And really, for any of you who would like to document what we're saying, in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, I talk rather extensively about Manly P. Hall and his lectures in ancient philosophy, and I have the book, and we can help you tell you how to get it, or we can even send you the pages from the book. He explains to you that Masonry is a fraternity within a fraternity. An outer fraternity of people who are good-hearted men who certainly like to have a good time, engage in public activities and do good work, and they have a good time at the meetings. But there's an inner fraternity of those who worship, who study the Arcanum and the Ancanorum. Now, you actually have to go to your dictionary to look up the meaning of the words as I did it, but it is the secret and the secret of secrets. And what is the secret of secrets? Why, that Lucifer is God. And if you get the book, and we do carry this, you have to order it. We don't put it in our catalog, mainly because my staff says, you know, people are going to, if you put that in your catalog, people are going to be very critical of you. After all, you're a Christian ministry, and you're pushing books on Luciferianism. But you can order The Lost Keys of Freemasonry and The Secret Teachings of All Ages and The Secret Destiny of America. Those are three books by Manly P. Hall that we do carry. We carry them, and you just have to request them. You have to remember the names. But in The Lost Keys of Freemasonry, that's The Lost Keys of Freemasonry, Manly P. Hall is very, very clear. He said, you know, when the warrior on the block has, you know, when the mason on the block has learned the secret of his trade, then he will have the seething energies of Lucifer in his hands. And when the warrior on the block has learned the secret of his trade, then he'll have the seething energies of Lucifer in his hands. And there really is energy there. There's supernatural energy, and you can begin to contact the beings from the other dimension. You can have great wealth, as many of our leaders do. And you can have great power, as many of our leaders and certainly many of our rock stars and other people do. But, of course, where will you spend eternity? Well, we'll be back here in just a moment. We'll welcome your calls at 970-689-8255.
Constitutional
George, are you there?
Throughout the day, through the generosity
George, are you there?
Prototype machine, Boulder.
George, are you there? George?
Pure drinking water.
George.
A healthy life. And everyone using the British
George, are you there?
Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, this is Michael Golden.
And Danny Golden, back by request.
And Voice of Many Waters invites you to join us
for a special night of praise and worship
and prophetic dance
on Saturday night, October 28th at 7 p.m.
We'll be at 3J's Coffee House in Johnstown, Colorado.
For more information, call us at 303-654-9924
or 1-800-205-6245.
It will be a night of prayer and ministry.
So tell your friends and family, and
we'll see you there. Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116. If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennis Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
respect for it. And certainly Phyllis was instrumental in blocking the Equal Rights Amendment that they were just about to get through to give women equal rights so they could be drafted to the Army. And really, of course, it was the worst possible thing that they could have done as far as women was concerned. But that's exactly what was intended. And Phyllis Schlafly, fortunately, was able to, just when they were on the verge of having enough states to ratify this draconian amendment to our Constitution, was able to raise an awareness of what this was really all about. And looking back through the years, Phyllis, wasn't that one of the great accomplishments of your career?
Surely it was, Dr. Stan. It is now completely obvious, and nobody can deny it, that if the Equal Rights Amendment had gone into the Constitution, we would have had same-sex marriage 25 years ago. Because the word in the amendment was sex, it was not women, and that was one of the reasons they were pushing for it. Of course, they tried to hide it, but nevertheless, we understood it, and we're very fortunate that that did not go into the Constitution.
Well, that was an amazing, amazing feat. It shows what one person with determination can do. And then, of course, this morning we're going to be talking about your book of the supremacists, the support of our Supreme Court. And so much of this gets into how they pervert our laws, how they will take one word or one phrase, and they will twist it to give it an entirely different meaning, as they have with Jefferson's remarks about the wall of separation between church and state. And suddenly that means that a little girl or a little boy in kindergarten can't have a prayer to God. I mean, or they can't even be taught about God. Or, of course, the whole idea is to destroy the faith of our young people in God, because those who will not be ruled by God will be ruled by tyrants, and there really are people in the wings waiting for that. But I'm going to let you pick up the story of your book, The Supremacists.
Well, it is true that the judges have set themselves up as a little group of people whom they claim are wiser and smarter than the rest of us, and they can overrule the other branches of government and the will of the American people. And we are obviously witnessing an organized campaign to prevent us to acknowledge God on any public property, such as a public school, a courthouse, a public park. And this is where you get these lawsuits attacking the Pledge of Allegiance, the Ten Commandments, and even the Boy Scouts. There's an organized campaign to get the Boy Scouts out of every public school because they pledge to do their duty to God and country. And what the ACLU and the other atheist organizations do is to go shop around and find usually a Clinton-appointed or Carter-appointed judge and get them to rule that you have to stop whatever you're doing that has God in it, such as the Pledge of Allegiance. And while one case from California went up to the Supreme Court in 2004, the judges ducked it at that point. I think they were afraid if they threw out the Pledge of Allegiance, because it has under God, it might help elect George Bush. But at any rate, it's coming back. The atheists have found another judge to rule that the Pledge of Allegiance is unconstitutional, so we'll have to deal with that again. And the same thing with the Ten Commandments and the Boy Scouts. Take the Boy Scouts. They have a jamboree every 4 years on a military property in Virginia. And it's a big deal. And 30,000 scouts come and 300,000 parents and scoutmasters, and the president usually goes and they whoop it up. And after their July jamboree this year, the ACLU went to some Clinton-appointed judge in Chicago, and she said, you can't have it anymore. Now, we shouldn't put up with that.
Well, but the thing is that what can we do? After all, aren't we a nation of law?
Well, that's what's unique about my book. There are a number of good books on explaining the mischief of the court, but mine is really unique in that it provides remedies. And the Founding Fathers, in their wisdom, put all the lower federal courts under the control of Congress. In other words, Congress created them. They can uncreate them. They can define their jurisdiction. They can tell them, they can't tell them how to decide a case, but they can tell them what kinds of cases they can take. And my solution is that we all ask our members of Congress to pass a law saying that the courts cannot hear a case that attempts to abolish the Pledge of Allegiance on public property or the Ten Commandments or the Boy Scouts. Those are the areas where we don't trust them. And Congress has every right to do this. As a matter of fact, just a few weeks ago, the House did pass the Aiken Pledge Protection Bill to take away jurisdiction over the Pledge of Allegiance. We like the pledge just the way it is. The courts should keep their fingers off of it. And, of course, the Senate didn't do anything. And if the Senate doesn't act in the lame duck session, we'll have to start all over again next year. But this bill passed by a big vote. You can't name any issue where we have a higher percentage of public support for our cause than the Pledge of Allegiance.
Well, you know, Phyllis, what really disturbs me is that the congressmen posture, they do these things knowing full well that the bill will never become law because the Senate won't do anything about it. There's no time. So they do the right thing for their constituents so they get the applause. But, of course, a lot of them know very well that they don't expect these things. It's sort of like the partial birth abortion bill that they passed, knowing full well the courts were going to find it unconstitutional, and they specifically did not employ Article 3, Section 2 of the Constitution, which said to the courts, you can't do anything. Certainly, we saw the president in the recent military commission bill impose that so that no court then can protect the rights of habeas corpus, but, you know, certainly, why didn't the president do that with the partial birth abortion bill?
Well, that's right. They just duck all over the place. But let me show you that it can be done, because earlier this year, Congress did pass a law, and it is the law today. It was signed by the president to prevent the courts from hearing these cases that try to hold the gun manufacturers responsible when some criminal goes out and kills somebody. Now, it's not the fault of the gun manufacturer, because guns are used for good purposes, like self-defense. But the lawyers look for the deep pockets, as you know, and they've been trying, and most criminals don't have much money, so they've been trying to blame the gun manufacturers when somebody kills somebody. Now, Congress took that off the table. Congress said, courts, judges, you can't hear those cases.
Good.
And that is the law, and it's been upheld, and the judges know that Congress has this power. But, you know, you hear people like O'Connor, who doesn't have anything to do anymore since she resigned, and he talks about the importance of an independent judiciary. Now, what they mean is independent of the Constitution.
Right.
That's not what
true.
We want.
Yep. And Justice O'Connor knew exactly what she was doing, and I just never will understand why Ronald Reagan put that woman on the Supreme Court. I mean, you could have found women who believed in the Constitution rather than Sandra Day O'Connor.
Well, he didn't look. She was the only one who was presented to him by his staff. And I'll bet that Ronald Reagan is such a trusting man. I'll bet he looked at her and said, Sandra, of course you're pro-life. And she would have said, of course, Mr. President. And that was the end of it. And she ended up voting twice for abortion, twice for gay rights, and twice against the Ten Commandments. And so it was a terrible blunder. And that's not the only blunder that the Republicans have made. All of this started with the regime of Chief Justice Earl Warren, who was appointed by Dwight Eisenhower. And that was made in a crooked deal at the 1952 Republican National Convention, where the Eisenhower handlers made a deal with the governor of California that if you deliver the California delegation's votes on the important rules vote, you'll get the first vacancy on the Supreme Court. And he delivered, and then he claimed the first vacancy. And Eisenhower was later asked, did you make any mistakes while you were president? And he said yes, too, and they're both sitting on the Supreme Court. The other one was William Brennan. And so I think something happens to them after they put on those black robes, Dr. Stan. They get to thinking they're smarter and better, and then they buy into this notion that we have a living and evolving Constitution, and they can evolve it according to their own personal preferences.
Well, of course, the thing is that this is when we have rule of man rather than rule of law. and we have tyrants, and we have people with a different agenda, and when there's a pity sitting on the Supreme Court, then no man's life or property is safe. So basically, of course, now you have a program which you're hoping you can get introduced across America, that people who really care enough about freedom to join in this effort. So why don't you talk a little bit about your efforts and what you hope to accomplish?
Well, I'm trying to promote study groups on judicial reform, and my book, The Supremacist, is a perfect textbook for this because it's organized. Well, first place, it's easy to read. You don't have to be a lawyer to understand this. These are common sense issues. But then it's laid out in a chapter on each one of these areas where the courts have initiated mischief. We talked about the God issues, and then there are the marriage issues, and then there are the pornography issues, and then there are the feminism abortion issues, and then there are the criminal issues, the immigration issues, the parents' rights issues, the property rights issues. And you could have a study program on each one of these, and you can meet every week over coffee or breakfast, or every other week, or even once a month, and read the chapter of my book, discuss it with your friends, so that you will be able to lay down the law to your members of Congress. And I've offered, if anybody who will commit to start a study group, I will give you the study outline, which will make it very easy, a lot of questions for discussion that you can lead the group into. Of course, each member of the group will have to have your own copy of the book, because you'll just plain want to mark it up. It's just a wonderful textbook on this whole issue.
It is, and it's very, very direct and to the point. It has a lot of great information in it, and we recommend the book, The Supremacist, to you. And Sydney, how can people get copies of that book?
Well, they can go on my website, eagleforum.org, or they can call us directly at 1-800-726-8096. 1-800-726-8096.
All right, fine. And so I think it's so important that people understand what the Supreme Court is and what it's doing, and then the background of some of these cases that are already out there, and what the court has done is step by step, they've destroyed the religious foundation of this country, and then of course they're literally allowing ever more concentration of power in Washington D.C. and letting the criminals go free, and sometimes even letting them stay in positions of power.
Anyway. Well, let me give you an example in an entirely different area: the matter of property rights.
Right.
Now, the U.S. Constitution says the government can take your property for public use. The judges didn't like that word. They changed it to public purpose. And then they gave a very broad definition to purpose that includes raising taxes, because liberals always want more money in the hands of the government. And that's the Supreme Court Kelo decision of about a year ago, and I'm glad to report that this has outraged a lot of people to know that your government can take your private property and give it to somebody else who simply because he'll pay more taxes.
Of course, I always have been very, very suspicious that they want to give it to somebody else because that somebody else gives large campaign contributions to various people on the on the various boards there. And believe me, money is the mother's milk of politics. And I heard Arnold Schwarzenegger when Jay Leno asked him, what do you think about the Kelo decision? And to Schwarzenegger's credit, he said, well, that simply means if, people give you political contributions, you take other people's property and give it to them. And believe me, this sort of thing really goes on. Now, I agree with you totally. I think the Kelo was a terrible, terrible decision on the part of the United States Supreme Court. We're going to be back in just a moment with Phyllis Schlafly. If you have a question or comment, 970-689-8255.
supplements, tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work. If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply has something new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval, with a state-of-the-art ventilation systems. Yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133, 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
Hi, this is Michael at KHNC Radio, and I'd like to stop for a moment and talk about Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. You know, those little things around the house, the yard, even the car, they can pile up and we can all fall behind. That's where Andy's comes in. They can help you with remodeling, plumbing, decks, floor tile, auto and home upholstery, woodworking, drywall, and painting, and so much more. Andy's done a lot of work for us here at the radio station and at home, so we can highly recommend them. That's Andy's Painting and Handyman Services at 815 37th Avenue Court in Greeley. You can call them at 970-576-5333. That's 970-576-5333. Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. Tell them KHNC sent you. And thanks.
President of the Eagle Forum. If you don't get Phyllis's newsletter, why you need to get it. I read it regularly every month when it comes. And then, of course, we were talking about the Kelo decision. I would point out that here in California, why, of course, we have Proposition 90 on the ballot, and I urge everyone in California to vote yes on Proposition 90. It's an effort to neutralize Kelo, and you'd be amazed at all the organizations that are against Kelo. All the organizations which you ordinarily think would be championing the cause of freedom, but oh, they say, you know, Kelo sounds all right, but why, they're going to create all sorts of problems. I mean, they're going to be taking away tax money from communities, you know, in the name of protecting private property, and how dangerous this concept is. It could completely disrupt the ability of our planning commissions, and oh my goodness, and let me tell you that they put more smoke out there, anything to keep the people from voting in the fact that the government cannot take our private property. Well, we've got John calling. Hi, John. Did you have a question for our guest?
Yes, I've got a couple of questions and comments regarding two subjects that you talked about today. First one, holding government manufacturers responsible for any death or injuries perpetrated by someone with a gun, using a gun in that crime. If they legislated that into law, then they can also legislate into law that, hey, somebody got hurt by a vehicle accident or killed by a vehicle accident, they can say, well, the car is responsible, so the car manufacturer is possible.
Good point. And
same thing with the hammer.
Well, let's let Phyllis comment on that, then we'll get to your next point.
Well, that's a very good point. The whole system of tort law ought to rest on who's at fault. And there's no fault in the gun manufacturers. We like to have guns for purposes of self-defense and for purposes of hunting. And if somebody does something bad with it, that's not the fault of the manufacturer. So somebody who's not at fault should not be held guilty. And you're right to draw an analogy with the car.
Right. So because that would open a Pandora's box, then they can start doing the same with hammer manufacturers, somebody getting bludgeoned to death or injured by a hammer.
Well,
fortunately,
the Congress, in their wisdom, did something right, and they passed legislation saying that henceforth, if a stupid lawsuit comes up against a gun manufacturer, and there had been some, and some gun manufacturers have literally almost gone out of business over that, the courts cannot hear the case. So did you have another point you wanted
to make? Yes, now to another subject. Okay, the subject of separation of church and state, that's the argument that we hear in regards to controversies about that. You know,
yeah.
And you just talked about it just previously. Case in point about that, wouldn't you agree there really is no real separation between church and state?
Yeah, well, Craig, let's get Phyllis's remark.
Well,
where
did
this whole idea come from?
Yeah.
And how is it being used to destroy the faith of our people?
Well, the expression is not in the Constitution, and it is not what the First Amendment means. The First Amendment says there can be no establishment of religion by the federal government. And at the time the Constitution was adopted, most of the states had state-established churches, and they were different churches. You know, you had the Baptists and, various other denominations. And the Founding Fathers didn't want a national church. And that's what the First Amendment means. And but it certainly did not mean you couldn't say a prayer in Congress or in the schools or that you couldn't say the Pledge of Allegiance with under God or you couldn't post the Ten Commandments. Separation of church and state is a phrase that was picked out of a letter that Jefferson wrote to reassure some Baptists that they were not going to have to pay taxes to support the Episcopal Church. That's really what it was for.
Okay, but here's my point about that point that I brought up. Here's the point. That's exactly what happened, that has been happening, isn't it? Because our churches have become incorporated. They're corporations. They have a 501c3 or c4 status. That proves there's no separation between church and state.
That's a separate issue, John. But,
that proves the point.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And thanks very much for calling.
Sure.
Really appreciate it. And certainly, would you want to touch at all on the 501c3 status of our churches?
Well,
and how that has really neutralizes the effectiveness of the church?
Well, our country is perfectly entitled to give preference to religious values and practices such as the Ten Commandments and the Pledge of Allegiance, and that does not, in my opinion, violate the Constitution, and I think the judges ought to be stopped from it. We are also entitled to favor religion by giving tax exemption to churches. Now, whether that's a good thing or not, you can debate in the legislature. Some people think that the preachers are so intimidated by the possibility of losing their tax exemption that they don't speak out on a lot of moral issues. And it is true with the exemption, you can't say vote for Arnold Schwarzenegger, but you certainly can say abortion is immoral and you ought to vote against candidates who are pro-abortion.
And you really should be saying that. But the thing
they should be saying that.
You don't even have to be a 501c3 to get tax exemptions. My understanding that the Internal Revenue Service or Infernal Revenue Service, regulations, say that churches are exempt. You don't need a 501c3 to get tax exemption, do you?
I'm not sure I know how to answer that question. It's a process to get 501c3, and that assures you and your contributors that you have tax exemption. And churches have that, and that's fine. But I do think we need more education of the preachers to tell them what they can do. Most lawyers are always telling you what you can't do. we need some lawyers to tell you what you can do. And they certainly can say that embryonic stem cell research is bad and immoral, and you ought to prevent that from happening. They certainly can say that abortion is wrong, and you can vote against candidates who support abortion.
Well, anyway, there's so many issues out there that I think are so vitally important, and people really have to explore them. But the Supreme Court, I believe, intentionally set out to destroy the religious beliefs of our children, and some of the most recent polls of children show only about 4% of them, by the time they get through the atheistic teaching in our schools, you know, they're ready to graduate from high school, only about 4% of them really believe in God, even when they come from Christian schools, because the purpose of our schools is not to educate, but to indoctrinate, in my opinion, to destroy the faith of our children, and we can thank the Supreme Court. Well, how are we ever going to get and change these regulations put out by the Supreme Court, not based in law, but by prejudice? How are we ever going to be able to get prayer back in our schools?
Well, you started out this program by talking about my victory in defeating the Equal Rights Amendment when we were against incredible odds, the president, the Congress, the governors, the media, Hollywood, organizations, money. And that is self-government in action. That is proof that the people can rise up and make a change. And what I hope is that if we have study groups on judicial reform, people will understand that we, as grassroots citizens, can deal with this issue and bring about the changes we want in the supremacist judges.
We'll be back in just a minute with Phyllis to wrap up this morning's program.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
All veterans, I'm speaking with Jamie LaRue of Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866. Jamie, what benefits help a vet buy a home?
The Veterans Administration has a no-down payment home loan programs for veterans, reservists, and enlisted personnel.
So veterans learn more about your benefits. Call Jamie at Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional, individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, call 970-223-7425. That's 970-223-7425. To learn more about Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
The Inside Israel Institute study tour for 2006 begins on November the 5th. The tour includes sites in Jerusalem, lectures from local rabbis, professors, and ministers. The second week has a tour of the Galilee and the Dead Sea. The cost of the seminar is $1,325. For more information, call 1-858-324-1000. That's 1-858-324-1000. The Inside Israel Institute study tour of 2006.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Phyllis Schlafly. We're talking about her book, The Supremacist. And Phyllis, one more time, I'd like you to get the telephone number out where people can get the book.
You can get the book by going on my website, eagleforum.org, or by calling toll-free at 1-800-726-8096. 1-800-726-8096. I think it's under $20. And if you will commit to start a study group of at least a half a dozen of your friends, I will send you a free copy of my study outline, which will give you a guide for questioning how to lead the discussion. Dr. Stan, I grew up in the years when we were fighting communism, and the way we had an informed American electorate about the issue of communism was by these individual study groups. I had a program of 10 lessons based on congressional documents about communism, and at one time we had 5,000 of these study groups all over the country. And that's why we had American people who understood that Reagan was right when he talked about the evil empire and the importance of winning over communism. And today, the American people are woefully ignorant and feel unable to confront these legal issues because the lawyers are intimidating them. And I feel with study groups, people will get used to talking about what the judges are doing in the area of the acknowledgement of God, the definition of marriage, the giving the green light to pornography, in fact, using the First Amendment for porn instead of for religious speech, the property rights, the parents' rights, all of these areas. And they're fascinating subjects, and you will find that most of our problems are caused by the judges getting out of line. And we need to have the American people who are informed enough to talk about these subjects call in on your talk show and other talk shows, and especially talk to their members of Congress and tell them to get on the stick and do your duty under Article 3.
And that is what the Congress has the ability to do. Article 3, Section 2 of the Constitution gives them the ability to limit what the judges can do, or what Phyllis refers to them as the supremacists. So,
yeah, I'll give you a couple of other examples of how Congress did this. When Senator Daschle was running the Senate a couple of years ago, he got a law passed that says the courts cannot hear a case that involves brush clearing in South Dakota because he didn't want any environmentalist lawsuits interfering with their forest fires or whatever they're doing in South Dakota. And that is the law. Nobody questions it. Congress passed another law this year about that fence in San Diego. You know, Congress authorized the San Diego fence 10 years ago, and for 10 years, environmental lawsuits have kept it from being built. Congress passed a law this year that says the fence will go forward and courts cannot hear any lawsuits to stop it. So, and that is the law. So I ask you, aren't the Pledge of Allegiance and the Ten Commandments and the definition of marriage as important as brush clearing in South Dakota?
Amen to that. Well, I think it's so important that people understand that our Congress could have solved this problem a long time ago. They didn't have the guts to do it. The only way that's going to change is if they know the people are going to hold them personally responsible. So I think your idea of study groups is really great, Phyllis. Yes, I remember those days of the study groups on communism, and of course we've come a long ways from there in our understanding of what's going on, but the technique of getting people together who are concerned about freedom and getting them educated so they can educate others and those people can educate others. That's what I do, what I do. I know that's why you do what you do, but we need help from everybody out there in the listening audience. So they can get a free copy of your study guide if they're going to get together half a dozen people.
If they commit to start a study group.
All right.
Then everybody in the study group will have to have his own copy of the book, and the book is not expensive. It's just out this year in a revised edition, and with three new chapters. If you had it before, I've added chapters on the property rights issue, on the parents' rights issue, and on immigration. It's judges are even at fault on the immigration issue.
Well, in what way are they at fault in the immigration issue?
Well, it was another one of those Eisenhower appointees, William Brennan, who threw out a Texas law and said that illegal aliens can attend our public schools. And that was the invitation. Come on in. Put your children in our public schools.
I mean, that is the most incredible thing. I mean, how can anybody who's in this country illegally have a right to an education paid for by the taxpayer?
Yeah, that's right. Well, that's what the judges have held. And there are even people today who want to give them the right to get in-state college tuition. I think you do that in California.
We do, yeah. We subsidize people who are here. They can get a better rate, if you're here illegally than if you came from Nevada.
That's right. I have a son who got his doctorate at the University of California, Berkeley, and of course this was several years ago, but the differential today between what in-state and out-of-state people pay at Berkeley is $20,000 a year. So this is a big taxpayer subsidy for in-state students, and of course that's right because California taxpayers are supporting that. But to give that $20,000 a year benefit to illegal aliens is ridiculous. Now let me tell you one piece of news that's just in. Sandra O'Connor has been making speeches, and she has now made a statement that she's all worried that people are talking about activist judges. And this issue appears to be erupting all over the country. Well, I hope it is erupting among the listeners to Dr. Stan's radio. I'm trying to erupt it as much as I can, because activist judges are the problem. And I can see that we're getting under her skin. But we need to move forward and teach people what the Constitution really says about the power and jurisdiction of the courts.
And I think it is so vitally important that people understand that the courts can destroy this nation. They've done a pretty good job of it, but we don't have to let them. And first of all, we need to get the president who will put in the proper sort of judges, and unfortunately we haven't had that in the past. But the other way around it is through Article 3, Section 2, and Congress can do it, and we've just got to hold their feet to the fire. Well, we've got about 2 minutes to wrap up the program, Phyllis. What's the parting thought you'd like to leave with our listeners?
Well, again, I certainly thank you for bringing the truth to the people, and I urge your listeners to go on my website. It's a goldmine of information about immigration, the Constitution, the North American Union, feminism, you name it, and start a study group. Get my book.
We're out of time. God bless.
Larry Adams here, always fighting chaos. I invite you to listen to my fun and informative shows Sunday afternoons at 2, often with fun and informative guests, reminding you to please support all of our sponsors and let them know you heard it here. And encourage others to advertise with 1360, the voice of the lion. I would love to meet with any potential advertisers and sponsors. See you Sunday afternoons at 2 for What Now with Larry Adams.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and this is the time when I have to mention that my ministry is primarily listener-supported, and we have a unique opportunity to reach people across America on about 60 outlets every single week, and a lot of them are just half-hour programs. But people who've never heard the truth before getting it, now you can hear our programs on the Internet, on shortwave, and if you'd like more information, certainly go to our website. I should mention that they have changed our shortwave frequencies as the afternoon program, and you can pick up the shortwave, the new shortwave frequency, by going to radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And And certainly we hope that you'll do that and you'll encourage others to listen to our programs. We need to get people informed as to what's really going on behind the scenes. So go to RadioLiberty.com. You can get our new shortwave frequencies, and that is for the afternoon program. The evening shortwave frequencies are pretty much going to stay the same. The afternoon frequency is 7.490. The evening frequency at 8 o'clock program, 5. That's 9 o'clock your time, 5.860 or 5. And then the 9 o'clock program is on 5.860 and 7.555. Anyway, for 7.490 if you want to get the afternoon program. We do hope that many of you will get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and read it. We carry an excellent book on the Supreme Court. It's called Betrayed by the Bench. And another one, Original Intent by David Barton. Betrayed by the Bench by John Stromer. And Original Intent by David Barton will let you understand that the people in the Supreme Court set out to destroy the religious foundation of America. But, of course, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, explains why. Because they were Masons. And because the Masons worship a different God. And when they pledge their loyalty to the light, what is the light they're talking about? The light of Lucifer. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Understand we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Our newsletter, our September newsletter, is going to be going out very, very soon in the next day or so. And I apologize for it being late, but it'll be posted on our website by August and September newsletters, going in the background of what happened on 9/11, are really about the fact that our government is controlled by a small group of people. And in fact, if you go to the State Department website on misinformation, they will tell you what a conspiracy theory is. It's one that believes in a vast, powerful, evil force that's secretly manipulating events. And that's what a conspiracy theory is, and that's exactly what's going on. The definition put out by the State Department of a conspiracy theory is it's a vast, powerful, evil force. And that is what we're up against. It is truly evil. And the forces of darkness have seized control of the leadership of both political parties and through the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission. And both of them are founded in the occult. Maybe many members don't understand that. But the Council on Foreign Relations was an outgrowth of the secret society that Cecil Rhodes created in 1891. If you doubt that, you need to read Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, written by Bill Clinton's mentor, a liberal college professor. He had all the facts. He didn't understand the real goal, but he did know the goal was to bring the kingdom of God to earth. They were going to bring the kingdom of God to earth. God, we worship. We'll be back tomorrow. Till then, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, this is Michael Golden.
And Danny Golden, back by request.
And Voice of Many Waters invites you to join us
for a special night of praise and worship
and prophetic dance
on Saturday night, October 28th at 7 p.m.